In this segment, we're going to take a look at basically what happens when a failure occurs. It may not always be just a failure. And from a reliability point of view, that's what we commonly think about. But the idea here is that this section pulls in the ethics and the not closely associated, but often connected elements of safety and of liability. As reliability professionals, we do get involved with each of these areas to some degree. And let's take a look at each one of those in a little more detail, and then we'll introduce the particular lessons on those. For ethics, it's really our conduct and behavior. Are we above board and using basic common sense and social norms? Are we behaving and representing our profession appropriately? We do have some roles and responsibilities, not only as carrying out the tasks assigned to us, but also as an eyes and ears for our customers to make sure that our products are safe and that we help the rest of the organization make decisions as well as they can by presenting information clearly and accurately. But one of the most paramount things is system and system safety. Some products inherently are dangerous. Take an automobile, for example. Many people die in auto accidents every year. Yet the car itself, on its own, shouldn't be the cause of that. So the recent recalls for airbag inflators and for the issues with the unintended acceleration are examples of where the vehicle itself was a part of being unsafe. And so our expectations continue to grow, but also our work as reliability engineers goes a long ways to make sure that our systems remain safe over their operating life. It's basically a discussion in three parts about the impact of our actions. It's what we do, and likewise, what we choose not to do, that can lead to ethical or safety or liability type issues. So in the next segment, we'll dive into, in a little more detail, just the ethical issues.